This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 29th. God's word to you today is, settle it. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 19, verse 21, from the New International Version, and it says, Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me. The Bible says in Matthew 19, verse 22, When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Make sure that nothing you have possesses your soul. The only thing that should possess your soul is your love and affection for Jesus, nothing else. Once you walk that path, you find out that you can sleep easily without stress because God owns everything. Right now, by God's grace, there is nothing I have that I cannot give to God. I want you to just pause and think about your life. Is there anything you really cannot give to God? If there is, then I recommend that you wrestle it and sort it out with God today. Years ago, Pastor Esco Onfon of Blessed Memory shared an experience he had when he first gave his life to Christ and was learning to obey God. He said he had $10,000 in cash with him, and he felt that the Holy Spirit was telling him to give the money to the church. He said he tried to negotiate giving half, but it did not work. That day, he had some things to do in a part of the city notorious for crime. He parked his car and went about his business, but then realized that he had forgotten to lock the car and the money was on the back seat. His first instinct was to run back, lock the car and secure the money. But then it occurred to him that it is God's money, so he decided to let God keep it from thieves. He took his time, finished his transaction, and when he got back to the car, the money was still intact. The key lesson is, he knew the money was for God, so his heart was at peace. Another key lesson is, God is able to keep what belongs to him. The man walked away from Jesus sad, and it is because he lacked vision. He was unable to catch the vision of what God had planned for him. He could not see the treasures and eternity Jesus was offering him, because he could not see beyond his nose. Most of the time, when God demands something from us, we think God wants to take from us. A lot of people are unable to see that God actually wants to get something to them. Every time God tells you to give something, he wants to get something to you and not take something from you. Settle it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I settle it today that nothing I possess will possess my soul. All that I have belongs to you. You are my treasure and my pursuit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.